Good day. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap from Financial Services Online. Let's kick things off with a major development in Australia's superannuation landscape. The completion of a significant merger between Care Super and Spirit Super has resulted in the 14th largest super fund in our country. Formed under the Care Super brand, the new entity holds command over $53 billion in assets and serves in excess of 500,000 members. Previously, Spirit Super hailed from the motor trade sector, contributing a sizable $27 billion to the merger, aligning with Care Super's $23 billion from the clerical services industry. There's a change at the top, with Jason Murray taking the helm as CEO. Linda Scott remains in the chair. We've been informed of member online disruptions coming this November, but rest assured, they promise better services and personalized care. Peeling back the layers on technology and finance now. Discussions around artificial intelligence, or AI, have been on the rise, and we find ourselves asking, do we trust AI with our finances? Varied attitudes have emerged from a survey of 3,600 U.S. residents who showed skepticism with AI for stock advice. Intriguingly, trust levels were notably higher among women and Democrats. A clear correlation emerged, showing a 10.1% increase in trust as familiarity with AI grew. To earn this trust, the finance sector needs transparency coupled with a harmonious blend of human skills and AI efficiency. It is a journey similar to the adoption of autonomous vehicles. We must understand human perspectives if AI is to be integrated as a reliable partner in financial services. Pivoting to a different note, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, has directed MetLife to reevaluate an income protection claim. The claim was previously denied, citing inaccuracies in the claimant's medical history, who suffered from psychological distress. However, AFCA believes a reasonable person may not see stress as a medical condition without a firm diagnosis. Thus, AFCA orders MetLife to reassess the claim and provide an update within 60 days. In broader economic news, the road to recovery from the recession holds unprecedented challenges. Despite recent consumer sentiment shifts due to anticipated tax cuts and improved interest rate expectations, Australia's journey out of an historic recession is protracted. A decline in per capita GDP over six quarters, falling household disposable income, sluggish income rebound, decelerating population growth, all these factors present hurdles. Patience and preparation will be crucial for consumers and policymakers on this long journey. That wraps up our daily financial services news. This has been Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, the choice for bright, informed Australians. For more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed and see you again tomorrow with more updates.